It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Yeah, this one person said they found liquor bottles hidden in
liquor balls.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
That doesn't make sense, but
that makes
great.
No sense.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
This is a mashup of bottles and walls that caused balls.
Who issues that command?
Liquor balls.
Oh, man. How messed up is your personal life if that's the command you're issuing?
I respect all choices.
Whatever.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
It's brought to us by Classic BMW. By the way, thank you to the P1s sending already the story that scatter shooting target George Toma, the sod god, is in Tampa right now prepping the field for Super Bowl 55 at age like 99.
Unbelievable.
He's still at it.
He must be the sod god because he's immortal.
By the way, Giorgio is out today, so I'm like the backup quarterback when it comes to the e-break. I have to always be ready, but I'm rarely called into action, but I'm ready to take you through the e-break this week.
Oh, and be ready. We'll have an e-break quarterback controversy here because a lot of people will be saying, hey, Craig's better at it than George.
No,
so
I just try
to make the switch.
I just try to hold it together for a week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have three candidates as always. We'll let you vote here in just a minute, but let's listen to them. Candidate number one is Norm, the all-time leader. This is Tuesday. Norm is talking about the building of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, talking about the other things they did to build this championship team outside of just go get Tom Brady. And Norm, to accent his point, starts pounding the table, mimicking putting a piece of a puzzle into place on the table. And the pounding triggers his dogs, who think someone is at the front door.
Everybody's focusing on the Tom Brady move, and that may have been, if you do jigsaw puzzles, Donnie, that may have been that very comforting, encouraging, and satisfying last piece of the puzzle where you put it in there and you sort of tamp it down with your... Oh, sorry, dogs.
Hey.
Sorry.
This has backfired.
Wow.
You know better than to knock on there like that. That's like a television commercial with a doorbell on it that makes the dogs go crazy. Okay, that's a good stopping point. Let's let the dogs calm down, and then we'll continue to talk about this and talk about the blueprint of the Cowboys. Let's just listen to that. All right, we'll see if they've calmed down when we come back next.
Super Bowl 55.
Jeez. That is funny.
What a beating.
It's just so funny how dogs react to certain sounds, and you're going to get the exact same reaction every time. Let's listen to it again. It's also funny when it dawns on everybody what has just happened once they hear the dogs.
Everybody's focusing on the Tom Brady move, and that may have been, if you do jigsaw puzzles, Donnie, that may have been that very comforting, encouraging, and satisfying last piece of the puzzle where you put it in there and you sort of tamp it down with your... Oh, sorry, dogs.
Hey.
Sorry.
This has backfired.
Wow.
You know better than to knock on there like that. That's like a television commercial with a doorbell on it that makes the dogs go crazy. Okay, that's a good stopping point. Let's let the dogs calm down, and then we'll continue to talk about this and talk about the blueprint of the Cowboys. Let's just listen to that. All right, we'll see if they've calmed down when we come back next.
Hey, Gordo?
Yes.
Super Bowl. Why did Norm, if he's going to use the example of putting the last piece of a puzzle in place, why did he have to say to Donnie, if you do jigsaw puzzles?
Yeah, it's the analogy is the same whether Donnie does jigsaw puzzles or not, by the way. But
and we're pretty much all familiar with how a puzzle works.
Right. Yeah, Donnie, if you do jigsaw puzzles, this may make some sense to you.
Right.
Gosh. And I don't think that it takes that much hammering to get the last piece of a jigsaw puzzle in.
No. All right, that's funny. That's Norm. He's candidate number one. Candidate number two from our afternoon show, The Hardline. We put this on Bob Sturm. It could be on the whole crew, but I think it's specifically on Bob. This happened on Tuesday. Their board op, David Mino, had left the control room. Bob had some audio to play, which needed to be turned up on the board in the control room. But nobody was in there to turn it up. So Bob didn't realize this. So that's why we're putting the e-brake on him. Plus, they ride it out way too long as they're waiting for Danny to try to scramble and figure out how to turn things up.
This is 0-0 last week. Do you mean
maybe it was
the Colts game?
Some other time.
Not the Ravens game, but the Colts game. Yeah, he was pretty good. And then down the stretch he was. But anyway, he had this to say today to the media in Buffalo. Here on the laptop. Oh, no.
Danny.
A well-oiled machine.
Danny?
I don't know if Danny can hear us. Look at that.
He's right in there.
Yeah.
Well.
Hey,
Paul
guys.
Beasley broke his fibula. Hey.
Can you can you turn on the laptop if at all possible? Our audio cable in here would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But, you know. We'll just sort of hope for the best on this front as we walk a hooey all the way through this AFC Championship game. Not that one.
Yeah. Close, that's his.
Keep messing with him. We'll find it.
A super freak.
Audio cable in here would be on the Sports Radio 1310.
All right, we'll play it here in a minute. Don't worry. Okay. Let's just do it later. Here's the thing that drove me crazy about the Bills, and
they wrote that out a little long.
Yes.
A couple of funny moments. You know that you're desperate to kill time when the word Wakahookie comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's a filler word.
And you really need to move on when Super Freak comes up and not the audio that you're trying to get to play.
Right.
All right, that went on a little too long to listen to again, but that's Bob, candidate number two. And candidate number three, emergency break of the week. This happened yesterday on the Normandy invasion. This is Julie Dobbs. The invasion was discussing the new Dallas Stars uniforms, which they wore last night against Detroit, the neon green stripes and trim. And Julie didn't really understand Donovan's point or idea about a possible glow-in-the-dark Stars game.
Oh, it's blackout jersey day today.
Yeah, it's funky jersey night.
Oh, the green laser
dogs?
Yeah,
the neon, yeah. Mm-hmm.
First time this year?
First time, yeah.
Whoa.
I'm
excited about that.
Second game of the season tonight. So
yeah?
I'm going to see them live and in person. And I'll take a picture for you this time, Donnie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They should make the whole thing like neon bowling.
Okay.
The whole game?
Yeah.
All right.
Lights out.
Puck light.
Yeah. Puck neon and everything else is just shiny.
Okay, maybe.
You can see everyone skating around. But it's black inside, like bowling.
It'd be cool if it was glow in the dark. If you turned off all the lights.
Let's hope the NHL.
That's exactly what I was saying, Julie.
Okay. Well, that's different than what you said because it's not bowling.
Okay.
Anyway.
I was kind of comparing it to bowling. I know it's not bowling.
Let's hope the NHL's healthy enough where they don't have to
go with that bit. But glow in the dark would be cool. So I agree with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jules. Big strong Jer.
What'd it really be?
Okay, two things about that. Julie was totally confused. Did she think Donovan meant that the Stars would have a bowling tournament?
Surely she couldn't have thought that.
But how did she get it so wrong?
I don't know.
And Saroy had a very funny line there when he said, let's hope the league is healthy enough to where they don't have to go to that.
Saroy's funny.
All right, one more time.
Oh, it's blackout jersey day today.
Yeah, it's funky jersey night.
Oh, the green laser
dogs?
Yeah,
the neon, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First time this year?
First time, yeah.
Whoa.
We're
I'm excited about
for
that.
Our second game of the season tonight, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to see them live and in person, and I'll take a picture for you this time, Donnie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They should make the whole thing like neon bowling.
Okay.
The whole game?
Yeah.
All right.
Lights out.
Puck light.
Yeah. Puck neon and everything else is just shiny.
Okay, maybe.
You can see everyone skating around, but it's black inside like bowling.
It'd be cool if it was glow in the dark. You turned off all the lights?
Let's hope the NHL...
That's exactly what I was saying, Julie.
Okay. Well, that's different than what you said, because it's not bowling.
Okay.
Anyway.
It's kind of comparing it to bowling. I know it's not bowling.
Let's hope the NHL's healthy enough where they don't have to
I guess I didn't go with that bit. But glow in the dark would be cool. So I agree with you.
Now, thank you. Thank you, Jules. Big strong Jer.
Okay, but is Julie right in that glow in the dark is not the same as black light, neon?
Yeah, but Donovan did say turn off all the lights and have the puck glowing and the uniforms glowing.
Yeah.
And then Julie said it would be cool if they did it in the dark.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, those are your three candidates. Norm for activating the dogs. Bob for not realizing Mino wasn't in the control room. Julie for confusing what Donnie had to say. Let's vote 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You guys didn't count both of my votes last week.
All right, we'll hang up on you this week. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, it's P1 Gracie. I vote for Bob and tell Triple Fate Cassidy to shut her mouth.
Whoa, we got a... How old are you?
Oh, wow.
Already gone.
How... Did you hang up on her?
Chair. Don't hang up
on
kids.
Yeah. We got to get more information there. We got a war brewing between 13-year-olds now.
Just shut her mouth.
Gosh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Oh, good God.
Whoa.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Vote in the e-break, please.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Norm and his bitches and Hooter Brown.
Gosh. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Technically are.
Hey, you're on the e-break. Go ahead and vote.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Sideshow Bob's podcast.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Please vote for the emergency break of the week.
Am I on radio?
Unbelievable. Oh,
it's been 20 years. Let it go.
Hey, users. I want to vote for Jiggly Bob. Yes, you know. And y'all have a happy key rolling in. Hello, Central. Love you.
Hello, right. Central.
Hello, Central, indeed.
Nice addition there.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like this week?
Hey, guys, it's BG Breakman. And thumbs for Bob, thumbs for Bob, thumbs for Bob.
Okay. I like it. That's two for Bob, one for Norm, one for Julie. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for this week?
Hello, muses. What you didn't know was Gordo called me Casey because he was challenging me to come up with a character. Casey is from Great Britain, Cassidy's best friend across the Great Pond, and today we both would like to vote for Julie.
Wow, Cassidy debuting a new voice here.
Wow, that's kind of impressive.
It's her Casey alter ego from across the big, big pond.
And she didn't fire back at her nemesis.
No. Hey, do you know that other 13-year-old that called up that hates you?
No.
All right, well, we've run out of energy here, so God bless you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Tally-ho.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for this week in the emergency break?
Hey, guys. I'd like to vote for Press Box Hot Julie and Joe Carey's Hairy Bosom.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like this week?
Sweet dreams of made of bees. Who am I to disagree? I traveled the world in the seven seas. The gal pal is looking for Gordon.
Is there a vote in there?
Hawk.
Anywhere?
Can I
gal pal?
Can I?
All right, let's move on. This is ridiculous. Talk about wasting our time. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
Eurythmics.
Ruff.
It's a Norm vote.
Okay.
Vote for Norm's bitches.
888-787-1310. Hi, you're next up. Who do you vote for?
Yes, this is the Shockmaster here, and I want to say a big I love you to Jeff Abbott, and I'll go with Confused Julie Dobbs.
All right, Julie is one vote away. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like in the emergency break of the week?
Yes, it's AM ticket.
Yes.
Hey, is George taking care of his explosive diarrhea today? Is that why he's gone?
Well, you'll have to ask George.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
Why is it so important to you?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, I'm going to have to ride in George because the lazy ass ain't there today.
Okay.
It's not like he slept in today.
I don't think you're right in. I don't think we have a subreddit movement here to write in George and to drive his vote totals
you
up.
You never
maybe
know.
We do.
You never know.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
God,
it's triple fake Cassidy.
I would like to pass my vote for one of Norm's bitches, little Gracie.
Okay, you're
that's a Norm vote.
Mixing a few things there.
Yes. Hi, you're on
getting
the ticket
to
who
icy
do you
waters.
Vote for.
Good morning, music.
Okay.
Wait, no way. Stop. Somehow that person has gamed the system.
I think that was a different fake Cassidy.
I think that was the same one. That sounded like the same one to me.
All right.
What do you think, Jer?
I think it might have been a different one.
Wow.
I think it was slightly lower in pitch.
Yeah.
But I wasn't taking any chances. I dumped it anyway.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Please vote in the e-break.
Hey guys, how you doing this morning?
Good.
Hey.
Looking at all the I'm trying to decide who to vote for. I really don't know, but I'm going to vote for Norm.
He's knocking in the background.
Okay. Norm and Julie each have four. Next one could break the tie. Hi, you're on the ticket.
This is a vote for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame winner. Who insists that you go to a local steak and chop house?
That is a vote for Norm.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. The all-time leader wins again.
Everybody's focusing on the Tom Brady move, and that may have been, if you do jigsaw puzzles, Donnie, that may have been that very comforting, encouraging, and satisfying last piece of the puzzle where you put it in there and you sort of tamp it down. Sorry, dogs.
Okay.
Sorry.
This has backfired.
Wow.
You know better than to knock on there like that. That's like a television commercial with a doorbell on it that makes the dogs go crazy. Okay, that's a good stopping point. Let's let the dogs calm down. And then we'll continue to talk about this and talk about the blueprint of the Cowboys. Let's just listen to that. All right, we'll see if they've calmed down when we come back next.
Gosh, that's funny.
That is funny. All right, Fernando, how many is that for Norm?
119th win for Norman, the El Chapo of Little Elm Hitzkiss.
119. Wow. All right, it's